This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. People receiving tikka from elders today as well as part of Barada Sain Festival. 66% of cultural heritages destroyed by 2015 Gorkha earthquake reconstructed. World Food Day being celebrated across the world including Nepal today. Suicide bomb attack killed at least 42 people in Kandahar Mosque in Afghanistan. And Nepal facing India in the final match of the SAF Championship today. Now the news in detail. People are receiving Bijaya Dashami's tikka today as well as part of the Dasain festival. Tikka is received from the elders till the day of Kojagrat Purnima. Meanwhile, President Vidya Devi Bhandari received the tikka from her mother Mithila Pandey on the auspicious hour yesterday. The head of the state received Bijaya Dashami's tikka, jamara and blessing from her mother on the occasion of Bijaya Dashami at the office of the president yesterday. Similarly, the president was also offered the Dasain tikka from the main priest of Hanuman Dhoka, Devracharya. Likewise, the president also offered Dasain tikka to the members of her family. This time, tikka offering to general public from the head of the state was not organized, bearing in mind the existing risk of COVID-19, like last year. Similarly, Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa received tikka and blessings from Guru Tikaram Khimire on the occasion of Bijaya Dashami yesterday. Prime Minister Dewa received the tikka, jamara and prasad at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar at the auspicious hour. Additional 272 people tested positive for coronavirus infection yesterday. 272 people were tested positive for coronavirus infection throughout the country yesterday out of 4,712 samples that were tested. Among those testing positive, the highest number is in Kathmandu. 89 people tested positive for the virus in Kathmandu, 18 in Lalitpur and 11 in Bhaktapur. The Ministry of Health and Population stated that 8 people died due to the COVID-19 infection yesterday, taking the death toll from the infection to 11,277. 777 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection. Among the total infected persons in the country, 779,931 got rid of the virus infection. The recovery rate in Nepal is 96.9%. The number of active cases in Nepal at present stands at 13,308. Among them, 12,250 are in home isolation, 1,058 are in institutional isolation, 307 are in ICU, and 101 are in ventilator support. The 41st World Food Day is being celebrated across the world, including Nepal, today with the theme, Our Actions Are Our Future. The day is marked every year at the call of United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization to mark its establishment day on October 16, 1974. Meanwhile, in a message on the occasion of the 41st World Food Day today, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Mahendra Rai Yadav said the government efforts have been concentrated for achieving food security by doubling agricultural productivity in the next 10 years. The Archaeology Department has said 66% of the cultural heritages destroyed by the 2015 Gorkha earthquake has been reconstructed. The information was shared during Radio Nepal's early morning talk show today. 3 people have died and 6 others got injured in a jeep accident that occurred at Kulmi district. The jeep heading to Tamgas from Butwal met with an accident at Poncharate of Resunga municipality, ward number 10. According to the superintendent of police, Gopal Chandra Bhatrai, 70-year-old Chetra Bahadur Thapa, 46-year-old Radhika Thapa from Jaljale of Musikot municipality, ward number 2, and 19-year-old Sangita Sunar from Chundari village of Musikot municipality, ward number 3, died in the incident. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 42 people are dead and 90 more injured after 3 explosions tore through a Shia mosque during Friday prayers in the Afghan city of Kandahar. pictures from inside the Bibi Fatima mosque show shattered windows and bodies lying on the ground while other worshippers trying to help. Friday prayers are the busiest congregation of the week, and the building was full of worshippers at the time. Officials said at least 15 ambulances were at the scene afterwards. Taliban special forces have secured the site and have asked people to donate blood to help the victims. No group has yet claimed the responsibility for the attack, but BBC Afghanistan correspondent has said that Islamic State Khorasan, a local branch of the Islamic State group, is expected to say it is behind the blast. Kandahar is Afghanistan's second largest city and the spiritual birthplace of the Taliban. So an attack in the city by the Islamic State, which is extremely hostile towards the Taliban, would be significant. Now a sports update. Nepal is facing India in the final of South Asian Football Federation SAF Championships final match today. This is Nepal's first final, whereas India has already won the tournament 7 times. The match will be played at the Maldives National Football Stadium at Nepali time 8:45 p.m. today. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of province number 1, province number 2 and Bagmati province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 31.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 16.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. People receiving tika from elders today as well as part of the Baradasai festival. 66% of cultural heritages destroyed by 2015 Gorkha earthquake reconstructed. World Food Day being celebrated across the world including Nepal today. Suicide bomb attack kills at least 42 people in Kandahar Mosque in Afghanistan. And Nepal facing India in the final match of the SAF Championship today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.